I think we're still dealing with some of them. I mean, certain commodities, in the supermarket, whether it be fruits and vegetables or some of the meat products or, flour, because of the inflationary pressures plus supply chain challenges have increased. But now some of them are starting to go down. Of course, with eggs, the avian flu was a big factor. The thing is that we had some real dislocations when we closed restaurants and we closed schools. I didn't realize, for example, that 70% of Americans eat their bacon and pork bellies in restaurants. So you close restaurants and, you think people eat bacon at home, but it's a small percentage of the overall. And everybody, a lot of folks like their bacon, but the fact is that we've had dislocation in prices at the grocery store, and we've seen an increase in the menus of our favorite restaurants affected that way. But I think we're getting through it. I think markets are beginning to settle down and normalize, and obviously it's critical that we provide healthy, nutritious food on America's dinner table every night.